Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Where does each NFL playoff team rank? It's time to find out. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keith.
How about that? Right in time. Just in time.
That was very specific, too. NFL playoff
just
teams.
Just in time for the last Tier Tuesday. No, we'll do more of these. But we're down to the playoffs, Jones.
Yep.
Playoffs. Just the playoff teams. So we have 14 teams that are still alive. We can take the other 18 teams? I've done too much.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, there are 18 teams. Yeah. You can throw them in the trash, and we're going to tier these bad boys. I think we really only need three tiers, although I'm open to suggestions if we want to do others. But I'm thinking top tier, pretty simple, Super Bowl or bust.
Hopefully championships.
Hopefully. Hopefully championships.
I mean, there can only be one champion.
Hopefully championships, but a team going into it saying that it'll be a failure of a year if we do not capture a championship.
Yep, like it.
Frisky. Gotta have a Frisky tier. You can't do a tier without a Frisky tier.
No. Candy.
Candy.
Christmas movies.
Halloween. Yeah, right. All of it involves Frisky.
Thanksgiving food and NFL playoff
That's right.
teams.
Thanksgiving food.
You need a Frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, and then kind of happy to be here.
Yeah,
you're male grown. The happy to be here. Like, hey, we made the playoffs, but like, whatever. It's house money at this
mm-hmm,
point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Any reason to have a fourth tier? A fifth tier?
Let's hear the teams.
Seven
and then
tiers?
Maybe we'll decide, but I think that's good.
I think that's pretty solid. All right, Billy, why don't you hit us with some playoff teams?
You got to start in the AFC.
Dump that, Nick. All right, Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's a no-brainer. That's
hopefully championships.
Yeah, hopefully. For the three, a rare, never been done before three-peat. Also, resting players for two consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
Well, I don't, but again, they probably were trying to keep the Bengals out of the playoffs. That was pointed out to me yesterday. That's a fair point. So you rest everybody for 2 weeks. They're absolutely Super Bowl or bust. They're the definition of Super Bowl or bust. There should be no other goal for this team all year long. So that's definitely where they belong.
All right.
Buffalo Bills.
This has got to be their year. Same.
Same.
Hopefully championships.
Hopefully championships indeed. If it's not this year, then when?
I mean,
Josh Allen's still your MVP?
Yes.
Mm.
I don't like that he didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't
play.
Or,
you know, besides a snap. I don't like that he didn't play.
Kept that streak alive, though.
But I am keeping him as the MVP of the league.
He's like the Cal Ripken of football.
They owe him an MVP from last year. So I think he should get it. And his numbers are, at bare minimum, comparable to Lamar Jackson, in some ways better. So I would go with Josh Allen.
The Buffalo, Kansas City, in Kansas City, who you got?
Kansas City. So this is what I was just going to say. This is probably the most vulnerable the Chiefs are going to be. I feel like we said this about them last year.
Yeah, they didn't look good last year. They won the whole thing.
This is probably about how vulnerable they're going to be. If you don't get them now, and you already didn't get them last year, when the hell are you going to get them? So this is Buffalo's time.
What do you think the line would be if this is the AFC title game?
I don't know. I mean, last year the Chiefs were underdogs in like every game.
I know. They were like the Patriots in 18.
So, I mean, the Bills already beat them. The Bills might be favored. Yeah, push.
So if it's Bills like -3.
It wouldn't be that much, but like Bills -1?
Bills -1. You're going to unload the account on Chiefs money line?
I don't know about unload, but
unload?
Healthy.
You're going to go all in like Nick?
Two hams.
Two hams?
Yeah, more than a ham.
Feel pretty good about that. You might take home three hams.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting the Chiefs plus money at any point this postseason, if you didn't learn last postseason, I don't know what to tell you.
You got any left in the pot there, Nick, for the playoffs?
No, I'm waiting for that Saquon player of the year bet to cash.
Yeah, you get that futures
wait
bet.
Wait until payday.
Smart.
I know that feeling.
Well, will that?
I mean, I've been waiting for about 4 months.
A little bit longer than normal.
Yeah,
now,
will that
pay out before the Super Bowl at least?
No. I don't think so.
The awards are after the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Or is it like during the playoffs?
I thought they paid out all those at the end of the season, but maybe I don't know the specific time.
It should be as soon as they announced
one a season long bet before, so it'll be this first time for all of us.
It's my first time. It's the first time I'm nervous.
My Drake May Rookie of the Year ticket is not going to cash. So
I don't think it is.
I'm not waiting for that payday.
No.
No.
Patriots -4.5, though. Should be kicking in.
Cashed.
All right. Next.
Baltimore Ravens.
I think it's another Super Bowl or bust.
Really?
I mean, that's how they should feel about it. I'm not saying that I'm going to pick them to win it.
No, I'm not suggesting you are, but like their mindset is like enough is enough. We got to win the whole thing.
If Lamar Jackson gets bounced after one playoff game again, there's going to be a lot of criticism.
And they're minimum frisky.
They're at least frisky. Where you were leaning frisky?
No, you know what? I think
they're Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, They've had a lot of cracks at it, and they've had not a lot of success.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson kind of like the A-Rod of playoffs a little bit.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's the MVP of the league, by the way.
Yeah, third time MVP. Just give it to him every year.
Dude, just running around like crazy. I mean, he's getting better. This is his best year. He's won two MVPs, has the best year of his career, and doesn't win the MVP? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills were better. So it's not just about your stats. It's about your team and how you played. But I would put the Ravens in the same tier. Who else we got, Billy?
Houston Texans.
That's happy to be.
Oh, my God. Ew. They shouldn't even have made it this year.
That's my squad.
Trash division.
There had no chance they're beating the Chargers this weekend. Like, none.
Not as much buzz about Bobby Slowick this year either.
No,
he was a hot commodity.
He's on the Jets.
The Jets are interested.
They're interested in everybody.
CVS receipt list of a coaching search. But, yeah, no, he's I don't think he's going to get much interest. I liked him very much last offseason.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, they're very much happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Chargers.
I'm going to put them on Frisco.
I think they might be a frisky little squad.
I wouldn't want to play them.
Jim Harbaugh, and nobody's talking about him. But that Ladd McConkey, what a player.
I just guaranteed a win for him, so I'm talking about him. But yeah.
Get a W for him.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey, nice player.
Really nice.
I for sure trust Harbaugh in that whole operation. I think it's a frisky team. I would not want to face that team.
That's a good setup.
Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think they're happy to be here.
Yeah, I don't. Like, if you asked me a couple of weeks ago, I'd probably still say frisky. I do think they have a chance against Baltimore, but it's because Lamar has sucked so bad in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm giving him a chance. It's nothing that they're doing. They've lost for a month straight.
Yeah, I mean,
Wilson's a mess.
Yeah.
I would leave them happy to be here.
Yep.
Denver Broncos.
I mean, they're going to be thrilled to be here.
Oh, you think they're frisky, Nick?
I mean,
they have the best defense in the league.
I'm kind of leaning that way, too.
Frisky, they do have a Super Bowl head coach, even though I'm not a fan. I don't think he's great. They got a gamer at quarterback.
You want to keep him happy to be here?
Bo Nix? No, I'll put him in frisky.
I want to put him in frisky.
Frisky it up. Bo Nix is frisky.
They are 8.5-point underdogs. I think it was 9 when we looked at it yesterday.
That's big. That's a big number.
Okay, but I think they're going to cover is my point, which makes them kind of frisky. I'm not picking them to win.
Good defense.
But I wouldn't want to play that team either. That's kind of how I think of the frisky tier. Like
Courtland Sutton, nice player.
I would love to play the Texans. I would love to play Pittsburgh. I wouldn't want to play this team.
No.
So that's how I think of frisky.
Okay.
Frisky. Okay, to the NFC, the Detroit Lions.
This has got to be for them.
Hopefully championships.
I'll tell you what. When they lose Ben Johnson this year, they're not going to be as good next year.
Correct.
They're going to struggle. They have so much talent that I'm not saying that, they're going to miss the playoffs or anything, but they're going to take a step back.
Some of us felt like it would be a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl before the year started.
Wow.
Very, very bold prediction.
Holy mackerel.
Pick that one. You just asked me to pick Bills and Chiefs. That would be a neutral site, obviously, in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Pick that one.
Bills and Chiefs?
No, Lions and Chiefs.
Oh, Lions and Chiefs? Chiefs? I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess I just am guilty of saying you've got to take the Chiefs if you're getting
like if they've gotten all the way there, meaning they beat Buffalo to get there, like I'm not gonna then be like, I think Mahomes is gonna choke this time.
The Lions are better, but how do you pick the Lions against Patrick Mahomes? Good point.
And I don't know if the Lions really are stopping anybody. It'll be interesting to see which of their injured guys come back from that.
Anzalone made a difference in that game on Sunday Night Football.
So I mean that would be an incredible Super Bowl. I think Detroit, Buffalo, or Kansas City, Detroit would be an awesome Super Bowl, but I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I would say the Lions are absolutely Super Bowl or bust, though. Who else?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Same.
Bust?
Hopefully championships.
Wait, I think they're going to bust.
I think they're going to bust as well.
But it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think they're frisky.
I agree.
I think they are frisky. Baker Mayfield, Wiggy was hyping up Baker Mayfield today.
Was he?
I heard
him kind of doing it in the hallway. He was doing it on the air, too.
He had him like fourth in the MVP vote. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's about right.
He's right up there.
Yeah.
Guys had a great season. I think they're going to win this game coming up.
Yep.
I got them winning that one. And
then
we'll see.
Favored in that game, correct? They're favored by 3 on the road. Yeah. I'm sorry, at home, rather. So
they're at home.
Yeah, I think they're a frisky team. Again, wouldn't want to play them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I think about that tier. I would not want to stare down Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans on the other side.
Mike Evans. What a season.
They did not play great at all this weekend against the Saints, but largely I think their run defense has been pretty good. I wouldn't want to play them.
Got a dub. Yeah. Bucky Irving, nice little guy out there.
Mm-hmm. LA Rams.
Frisky.
Yeah. Again, I like Sean McVay. It's funny. You watch them some weeks, and they look like they're on top of the world. Then you watch them other weeks, you're like, this is gross. And then kind of balanced out this year. They were fighting injuries, right? So when they didn't have some of their guys, they looked completely different. But Yeah, Frisky makes sense.
They got their guys back.
Yeah.
They've been on a tear ever since. They lost last week. They weren't playing anybody. But yeah, I would pick them straight up in this game against Minnesota.
Oof.
Minnesota Vikings.
Your guy, Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
Are they frisky? They can't be happy to be there. They won 14 games.
No, I agree.
But they're not Super Bowl or bust.
They're frisky.
Okay.
That's where I would put them. They're not. I mean, maybe people want to put them on a higher tier. I've kind of overlooked them all year. But you watched Sam Darnold on Sunday night. That was frightening.
He was a little too gassed up for that game, I think.
Wetzel wrote about this today at Yahoo. Yeah. It's like, you know, it looked like the seeing ghost Sam Darnold again.
What do they do this offseason? Sam Darnold,
seeing ghosts.
They're trading. What was that?
Seeing ghosts.
They're trading O'Connell for a second round pick.
Okay.
And then I bet they run it back with Darnold and McCarthy. But I don't think Darnold has like a lot of leash if he doesn't play well to start next year.
Yeah, I guess. No, but isn't Darnold free agent or is he not?
He is, but I think they'll bring him back. But how do you think people are beating down the door for Sam Darnold?
No, but I think they might call about J.J. McCarthy, and if you're like, well, if we're not using him, maybe we will flip him. Because if this quarterback class isn't great. Now, I never liked J.J. McCarthy, but just for the league, if he went as high as he did in a good quarterback draft, like where would he go this year in the draft, and what would teams be willing to give up for him this year? Like, would the Raiders say, I'll trade you our pick now rather than trying to move up and get Cam Ward? Like, we'll just go get J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, if the Vikings are willing to do it. They might just say, we have both. We just got to pay a little. They don't have to pay through the nose for Darnold. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
But I bet they're both back.
It'll be more than it should be just because it's a quarterback contract. He's coming off a good year. You're going to be like, he got how much?
Yeah.
Gross.
Well, yeah, but what is he really? Like, guarantees and everything? I bet not that.
Yeah, much. That's true.
Who's left?
Commanders.
That's happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
That's absolutely that
rookie quarterback.
Maybe the face of happy to
finish
be here.
Finish strong, though. They started strong, finished strong. Because in the middle there, you're like, are they going to miss the playoffs?
I thought they might.
Yeah, they were falling apart. So
new coach, new GM, new quarterback.
Who
playoffs
is?
In year one. They're about to get a new stadium, it sounds like, back on the old RFK site. So, yeah, that's happy to be here.
They need
sure.
a new logo. They need new stuff. This is not working.
New logo, new name.
Commanders, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Stop it.
All right, last one, the Packers.
Same. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were third in their own division. Do they really think they're winning anything?
No, they're not.
I don't think so either.
All right, that's pretty good. So we have in the Super Bowl or bust category, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Lions, Eagles.
Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Ravens at 5. Okay, yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Frisky, Chargers, Broncos, Bucks, Rams, Vikings.
The team I don't like at that tier is the Vikings, but that's where they belong. But that's a good tier.
Yeah, because the Vikings don't make sense in either of the other two.
No.
So they're kind of by default.
If anybody needed their own tier, it was probably them.
Yeah, just Vikings.
Darnold.
Skull.
Just Darnold tier. Yeah.
And then happy to be here, Texans, Steelers, Commanders, Packers.
That's another perfect tier.
Yeah, we kind of nailed this one.
I think we
again.
Nailed it. Uh-huh. Maybe the Vikings and Ravens are a little questionable. Everything else I feel real good about.
No, that's solid.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, so we'll tweet those out on Twitter and Instagram. Jones and Keefe, you can follow along.